Hey, gang, guys. Welcome.
That's actually what we go.
I just thought I'd start with that.
You definitely got people.
Just to wake everyone up, you know?
No, because there's also ads. So it would have been like, download the listener app, da da da. And then it would pause and hang out.
Hang on, guys. So that's good.
You know, got people's attention.
People leaning in.
Leaning into their cars. Mm. There's a lot of people listening in their cars, but you can listen to podcasts whenever you want.
I love listening whilst I'm going for a little walk.
Yeah, how good's a podcast walk?
Oh, yeah. So if I've got, is it a bit, I haven't asked you guys this, is it a bit much that I wear those, you know, those big headphones that I'm really into at the moment, the big Beats, is it a bit much?
No, I think you do you. I mean, people will think what they'll think, but you keep true to yourself.
That's a really good just perspective, isn't
it? Get that tattooed on yourself. Mm. People will think what they think, but you be true to yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, isn't
that's
it?
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm just going to keep wearing them.
No, because I was thinking about this because I went for a walk yesterday and a lot of people, and by a lot, I mean probably three or four, but I feel like that's a lot of, had the very large, like Beats by Dre headphones, which is what you have now.
I reckon they're coming back.
They are.
But I mean, as a former runner, I don't run much anymore. I just don't know how it's, because these were runners. These weren't people walking. These were runners with the big headphones.
Which I do as well.
But okay, so for me, when I run, I need this. I've got the smaller headphones that wrap around your ear,
which is still in my car, by the way. Yeah, that's why you haven't been running.
Yeah. Can I please get them back? I keep going to get them, and I'm like, where did I put those headphones?
Yeah.
But don't your ears get very sweaty in the headphones?
No. So for me, the exact opposite. So if I have little buds in, because there's so much sweat in my ear, I can't hear what's coming through the speaker.
And they fall out.
Yeah, they fall out. And also, it just sounds like the whole time. It's like Nate's going for a run. He's like, hit the 4K mark and it's not really inspiring. You know what I mean?
Gracie, on your phone, you're on?
No, I was going to Google how much.
Wait, I was going to Google, where does this end?
No, she's plugged in her headphones to her phone. She's on Spotify at the moment.
No, because you know, like Apple have the AirPods Max. They're really in at the moment, but they're like $600 or something.
What? No, I'm not familiar.
No, they're like over-ear headphones.
They're $1,200.
They're $1,200.
Yeah, they're not
they're
cheap.
Headphones.
Yeah. Oh, they're so expensive.
Yeah, they're not $600, mate. They're like $1,000.
I was thinking $600 is a lot of money for headphones.
No. I think there might be some models like the, they might be $1,600. Let me have a look.
Because
I went to Apple Store the other day to get something fixed and I saw them and I went, they look cool. And then I picked them up and went,
nope.
Not for me. I was, my Beats that I have, they're like 10 years old, 10 years plus old. Remember I had to do my own refurb on them. Because all the bits that you put the padding was all becoming all flaky. So I bought new padding and I even installed it myself.
Oh, ever?
I know. How does that make you feel?
No. Grace is right. There are different versions, but there's the beginning version is $549.
That's still so much money.
Yeah.
For headphones. Yeah. I know. So get my money's worth, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah. Going those runs and walks.
And it shows. You look great.
You won't. I mean, there's quite a few screens blocking.
Mate, this is audio. Yeah. We can say whatever we want. I'm 10 foot tall and have three tongues.
Why?
I don't know. It's even fun to have more than one tongue. You know what I mean? If you could have multiple of one body part, what would you get?
Ooh. Brains to make me smarter.
I don't think it's a myth having a big brain means that you're smart.
Well, I've got a huge brain.
See?
No, they did. They did studies on me.
They did experiments on me.
Yeah, because I was one of the first IVF babies in Australia, and I had an abnormally large head. Mm. And they went, he's got a giant brain.
Like Jimmy Neutron.
But then this is true. This photo's mum's got me. They'd hook me up to those little things that go in your brain, like in the movies.
Yeah. Mm.
And they'd get me to play like chess and get me to see if I could get a ball out of a maze. And,
like a little rat?
Yeah, like a rat thing.
Like, play chess. I don't know how to play chess. Just play it!
Yeah, I didn't. And checkers and stuff. And then, my parents like, wow, we've got to. They come out, they go, he's an idiot.
He ate four chess pieces.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, yes. Get up, get moving. Good, good people of Australia. Jump on board. And, of course, welcome to Saturday, Jim. Here we go again. If you don't know us, we're Jimmy and Nate. We're here Saturday, Sunday, 7 till 9.
Yeah, don't try and figure out our voices. It's impossible. our own mothers don't know anymore since Nathan and I started hanging out. But this is one voice. The woman.
Yes, hello. I'm
is
the
Grace.
Woman.
Isn't that easy?
Yes. I love that.
Although sometimes you put on a Jimmy and Nathan voice and it's very hard to
it
tell.
Is, when I'm talking like this, people go, is that Jimmy?
is that me there? Who's that? I'm glad you're here, little Grace. Very exciting for you. You were looking at your first wedding venue.
Yes, I went to a beautiful region of the country yesterday and
don't give away too much because you haven't locked it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I've sent some emails and I've looked like I might be putting a deposit down.
But invites have gone out. So how have you?
They haven't. No, like
remember,
2 years
all,
away.
This is all a bit. It's to make the people who haven't been invited feel like that's potentially right. They could. Yeah. No, it's a while away yet.
Yes.
Wait, so, sorry, the first place you looked at.
Well, I haven't paid the deposit yet, but I think we're going to.
You can't go to. That's like walking into a furniture store and it's the first couch. You go, that'll do.
No, technically it's not the first place because she's looked at places that are four times more expensive than that. And she there was one place where she said.
They priced me out.
They said, this isn't for you.
Yeah, they were like, just so you know, you're going to have to be willing to spend another $60,000 to $80,000 on top of the venue fee, which is already exorbitant. And I was like, oh, they don't want me to have my wedding here.
Where was his phone? Email?
Email. Okay.
Before she saw
person,
the venue.
That's rough.
No, it wasn't in person. They were lovely.
And go, you're going to need to spend another $60,000 to $80,000. Not here, just on yourself.
I know you drove all the way out here, but turn around.
I wouldn't have driven all the way out here in that car. Might break down. Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
That's fun.
Yes.
So when you walked in, did you know? Did you know
it was
the place?
I'd been looking at a lot of places on Instagram for ages, and this was my favorite. And I'd like literally for months, I was like, I love this place, and this is my like top one. But looks like, fingers crossed.
What about your partner, Diana?
Diana loved it. And Diana got the date was really important to Diana. Diana wants like an 8
Diana
in the number.
Diana likes numbers.
Diana likes numbers. Don't ask. So Diana was like, is this date available? And they're like, yep. And Diana's like, sold. That's it. Done. Oh, and
all she cared about, all they cared about was the date.
The date. Yep. So I was like, well, this is easy for me.
And how many people do you think you can squeeze in?
I reckon 100, 110 maybe.
Oh, people are missing out. Aren't they?
No, we laugh, but they really are.
They really are.
And I'll be honest. Hey, guys, it's Jimmy, by the way. Maybe I'm a bit of a psychopath. No, we all know I am. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to when you cull people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm looking forward to when I get conversations, people going, Grace's wedding, is that happening? Is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not invited.
Are we on the fence? I hope we're on the fence.
You're not on the fence. You'll be there.
I'm willing to put my hand up and say I can step out for someone else to step in.
And
that's not true.
And I can't leave him by himself.
You know
what happens when we leave him by himself?
I know.
So it'll be a great
You're
time.
Both going to be there. No excuses.
Officiating the wedding.
I'm not accepting any excuses.
No, that's fine. We accept.
We're going to down the aisle.
We'll marry
of course
you.
We will. Yeah. 100%. Mission successful, guys.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, I feel like this one might be for you and me, producer Grace. You've had a little bit of lower back pain in your life, haven't you?
Plenty of times.
What happened to that, Nath? You remember producer Grace had that foam chair thing that used to sit on your chair? What happened to that?
Oh, lumbar support.
Yeah, lumbar support.
I think that got lost in the move.
Lost in the move.
Like I think you used it once. You had some back pain.
I know. The physio was like, you should buy this. And I was like, all right.
That's when Grace looked like she was sitting in a hospital chair at one point because you had wires on you at one point because you're getting tests done and you had lumbar support at one point as well.
Yeah, I looked unwell. Wasn't good.
Geez, you look good this morning.
Thanks.
Though.
Push through, mate. Good
look, people with lower back pain are now being recommended to stay active as new guidelines dismiss bed rest and painkillers as outdated treatments. Doctors will start recommending patients stay active and address psychological barriers to their recovery instead of the traditional treatments such as painkillers and bed rest, according to new clinical guidelines. The new clinical standards released by the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare on Thursday call for a focus on movement therapy to treat lower back pain.
This is interesting.
And how about this? 1 in 5 Australians will have some sort of back pain, back issue in their lives. 1 in 5.
Back pain's the worst. It like debilitates you from doing anything, doesn't it?
It really does. I have a friend who has a bulging disc at the moment. It's not good.
Oh, I'm bulging. What? What? Look, I Nath, you've seen me before. I've my back's in a pretty good place at the moment. Touch wood. But remember, like that time I bent over the dishwasher and my back went out and I was on the ground and you had to come over and pick me up, and put me into bed.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, no, it was.
And then I found out the next morning it was all a joke, and he just wanted me to pick him up, and put him into bed.
No, but that's serious. No, it's not a joke. Yeah. I've but it's not funny, is it? But I had, as someone who has back pain, this blows my mind because in the moment it's so painful and they're saying, what was it? Bed rest and painkillers, outdated treatments. I don't know.
Because when your back's like out like that, you're like, I actually might just head to bed.
Yeah. It's so painful.
And also just a reminder, none of us are medical professionals. So if you do have any back pain, please see your doctor and don't listen to us.
Yes. Because this is what the Australian Commission, whatever, you need to see a medical professional. We're not. But as someone who's had back pain, when I did see this, I was like, what? It's like, hey, you got a sore back? Jog it off.
Foam rollers are good, though, aren't they? Don't you, you swear
yeah,
by the foam roller?
I like a foam roller. I mean, like, I like Pilates. I think Pilates is really good for my back. But again, Grace is right. I don't want to be giving out medical advice. And people go, I heard on the radio, and now I have this back injury.
If you're listening to this show for medical advice, it's a bigger problem.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nate Show Saturday morning. And, Jim, this is cool. A new 50-cent piece has been circulated around Australia. Only came out on Thursday, this brand new 50 centre. And apparently it comes with a secret code that only the country's sharpest minds can crack. So that's a picture of it right there, right? Yeah. So the code is essentially etched on the back of the new 50-cent piece and is a mixture of words, numbers and symbols. Now, get this. The code contains a message, apparently, about the spy agency called Australian Signals Directorate. That's a I've never even heard of the Australian Signals Directorate. Well, they're the Australian government agency responsible for foreign signals, intelligence, support to military operations, cyber warfare, and information security. And they've put a code.
A code on the coin.
Like, this is fun for all the coin collectors out there, which we know is taking off at the moment.
Yeah, we chatted to someone on the show the other day about this, weren't we?
Yeah, they said they do that thing. I know there's a special name for it, where they collect the coin.
Coins, coin collectors.
Where they put the cash. What is it when they put the cash in?
No, there's a big thing on TikTok now where people, you know, look for special coins. But we did chat to someone. Producer Grace, can you remember the name of that lady who just started collecting coins? I think she was on the Central Coast somewhere.
It starts with an M. Let me have a look. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah. But remember, I think, she was saying, look, she was only 2 months into it or something.
I know. It's so impressive.
A lot of people getting into it.
We'll get this. So the coin marks the agency's 75th anniversary. This is the spy agency.
So they've been around for a while.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. And also,
my apologies for not knowing anything about you.
No.
Maybe it's good.
It's their job to not be known about, isn't it? If everyone knew anything about them. Oh, sorry.
Maddie from Port Macquarie was collecting coins.
There you go. Well, Mads might be the perfect person for what we're about to ask.
And also, I believe Caleb from Coolangatta was too. We've had a few.
See, it's big.
See?
It's big.
This is why I'm bringing this stuff to the show, mate, because people are loving it, apparently.
There's a lot of people in the office today. I just realised as I look out, people staring.
Oh, no, there are so many people in the office.
Fire. Fire safety.
Fire safety.
Thank you, producer Trim. Fire safety.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Apparently,
looking at us. They look like two type of guys who'd light fires.
There's a couple of hazards right there on the microphone. Apparently, anyone able to crack this code, this is what the agency have said, is a good candidate to be a spy. So apparently if you do find one of these brand new 50-cent pieces, they've got the code on it, and if you can crack it, you'd be good for the Australian Signals Directorate and being a spy. You don't believe it?
Well,
I mean, it's a good way to find them. Well,
do you know what it's done? I feel like a national security should be, you know.
There'd be a few more hoops to jump through.
Maybe put it on Seek. I don't know. Just to feel like putting it on a coin and going.
Go to LinkedIn, guys.
Yeah. I found the coin. It's like Willy Wonka and the Golden Ticket. Congrats, you're in. Have the job.
Okay, well, here's what I want to do. Off the back of this brand new 50-cent coin with the secret code that has just been circulated, I think it's time to do one of these.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, straight. It's called a long shot. How it works is the point of this is we don't think anyone's going to call, but we ask the question anyway. 13 10 60. Do you have one of these brand new 50-cent coins? Do you have one of these brand new 50-cent coins? They've only been circulated for 2 days, Jim. So it's going to be very difficult for people to have them.
Oh, 2 days.
Yeah.
How does coin circulation work? Does it start near? Because the mint's in Canberra, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is that where it starts? You know what I mean? Because it's.
I'd love to know the answer to that.
Well, also, I mean, I know this is not the question you're asking, Nath, but 13 10 60. If you know how coin circulation works,
I'm happy to do that as a side part.
Yeah.
Like that. That's fine. Yeah. That's a good.
I'm just worried that, you know, maybe if it's 2 days ago, maybe they haven't got out into the public yet. You know what I mean? They drive for five days out to WA.
Yeah.
Everyone knows coin circulation starts in WA, you two idiots.
What's wrong with you? They start in Bunbury and work the other way.
That doesn't mean they haven't been released to the public yet.
They start west and work their way east, you idiots.
We
all right.
Across the country.
Well, maybe we're going to find that out. All right, 13 10 60. The long shot question is, do you have one of these brand new 50-cent coins? We're very interested to know. Extension of that is, do you know how coin circulation works? 13 10 60. Jump on the phones, give us a buzz. It's Jimmy Nate throughout the country.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Live around the country. And guys, there is a new 50-cent piece that has just been circulated around Australia. Only 2 days it's been out there for. You and I, Jim, we aren't sure how coin circulation works. I don't even know if people have got it yet, but makes this even more of a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Asking the question 131060, do you have one of these brand new 50 cent pieces? Because on the back of it is apparently like this very difficult to crack and special code, which has been put out by the Australian Signals Directorate, which is essentially one of our spy agencies.
Never heard of them before.
Well,
massive round of applause to them.
Yeah, well done.
Because this coin is to celebrate their 75th anniversary.
Yeah,
well, I haven't heard of you for 75 years, so.
They're doing the right job.
Very sneaky.
And apparently, if you've cracked the code, you'd be a good candidate to be a spy.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I just feel like this is a marketing ploy. And they've got us, like most of the marketing stuff, we hear it, we read it, and we go, we'll bring that to the show. And then we get to the show and we go, damn, this is an ad, isn't it?
Hook, line, and sinker.
John. It's an ad for money.
John from Emerald. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
G'day. How you going?
We're good, Johnny. Now, do you have one of these 50-cent coins?
I don't, but I understand how coin circulation works.
Okay, this is good.
Even better, Johnny, because Nate's been useless for me.
Because this is the side pot question that we did want to know.
Yeah.
How does it work, John, when a new coin enters circulation?
So it starts off with the mint, of course, and then it goes directly to banks after that. And then from the banks, it gets dealt out into change to supermarkets and shops and things like that.
Yep.
Right. And that's where all the coins get into your pocket.
John, is the mint? Is there any one mint that's in Canberra? Is that right?
There is only one mint now, but there used to be three.
Wow. Where were the others?
Perth and New South Wales somewhere. Sydney mint it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Jim, you did guess Perth.
I've been to the Perth Mint. That one's sweet.
Okay, so do you know, John, why they shut down the other mints?
They just centralised them all. So it just made it easier to keep track of all the money.
John, can I ask a question? How do you know so much about coin circulation?
I love coins. I've been collecting coins since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Johnny, what's your rarest coin? What do you got?
I got a few pretty sweet ones, but right now the rarest one is probably the red poppy $2 coin.
Oh, you got
red poppy.
I've
heard of this. This is a good one.
I've seen this on TikTok.
Yeah, it's still in the packet. Like, it's still in the Remembrance Day package.
Oh, you've got it. Like, it wasn't in circulation. You've actually got the, like, little piece of plastic.
Yeah, sure. I got some that are worth, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, but that one's probably, like, the really cool, rare one at the moment.
Amazing.
I mean,
well,
Johnny, would you love to get your hands on one of these new 50-cent pieces?
Sure, I'll give it a crack.
Give it a crack, mate.
John, would you mind being, just in the future, if there is any coin-related chat on this show, would you mind being our official coin guy?
Yeah, coin spurt.
Sure, why not?
All right, Producer Grace, you get Johnny's details. And, John, if anything comes up, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because who knows where we'll end up. Probably doing 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. We're giving you a call.
I'll probably be looking at coins then.
Yeah. He's happy with a 2 a.m. phone call. Sharon from Hobart. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Now, Sharon, we've asked a long shot. Have you seen this new 50-cent piece that's just been circulated? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I did hear on the 7 a.m. news that a 14-year-old from Tasmania has actually cracked the code.
Wow. A 14-year-old has cracked the code.
And, Sharon, that's not surprising, though. Tasmania is full of just, you know, big brains. They're good down there.
They are indeed.
Wow. Okay, now, Sharon, I mean, that means that this 14-year-old would be a great candidate to be a spy. I mean, this is what the marketing has told us. Would you agree with that, Shaz?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, see?
So Sharon, you don't know, though. You can't put us in. I mean, we could put the feelers out, I guess, ourselves, but you don't know who the 14-year-old is?
No, I drive into work and I just heard it on the radio on the news that, a 14-year-old had actually cracked the code, and I thought, wow.
Yeah, but if we found out who he was so quickly, he wouldn't be a great spy, would he?
No,
or
this
she.
Is true.
Or she.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Who knows? We will never know because...
Oh, well, no, it sounds like a newsreader in Hobart does know that.
Well, okay, maybe not a good spy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Saturday morning, please welcome our very own producer, Grace, for some gossip.
Glee star Lea Michele has responded to long-standing rumours that she can't read.
Oh, dear.
There's a bit in this. In an interview with the New York Times this week, she said, "There's a rumour online that I can't read or write. It's sad. It really is. I think often if I were a man, a lot of this wouldn't be the case." She then defended herself by pointing out that she showed up to Glee and knew my lines every single day. It's weird because she didn't actually say, "I can read."
But no, did she tweet this?
No.
In an interview. Oh, an interview, right.
I spent way too much time yesterday on this, considering my parents were visiting me, girlfriends with me.
You had the busiest Friday of your life.
Yeah, I'm sitting down, fish and chips on the beach, and I'm in my phone, and my girlfriend's like, "What's up? Is everything okay?" And I went, "Lea Michele's come out." And Because, okay, the reason I find it funny is Grace is right. The whole article, Nath, she never says, no, this is incorrect, I can read. She says things like, if it was a man, this wouldn't be happening, and I remembered my lines from McLean. It's the weirdest thing that there's a whole article, but it never addresses it.
It never actually says, I can read.
She never.
It just says these, well, I remembered my lines at Glee.
Yeah.
And if I was a man, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It's odd. It's odd. I've been following this for several years now, and it's really kind of
several years.
It's, yeah, it's literally been a it's rumor been around for years.
Wow.
It started by this random podcast duo who just created this 40-minute long video.
Hey, but it worked well, full circle, eh? Yeah, no. We got Grace for years.
Yeah, they just started this, like, admittedly completely baseless rumor that Lea Michele can't read, and it's just floated around for years, and now everyone's on it, and it's gotten to a point where she's had to come out and be like, guys, that's the thing. She didn't even
she
say
hasn't.
It's not true.
Which means it'll keep going.
Because I know. Even like, and I grew up with a mate of mine, and I didn't realize until we were nearly the end of high school, couldn't read.
Really?
Phenomenal drummer. Yeah. Also, blew my mind. We're in bands. He had sheet music in front of him. He couldn't read that.
He
would
he couldn't
just,
read
oh, he couldn't read the music.
Is he just playing by ear or something?
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, that is so impressive.
One of the biggest talents. But I didn't know until we were much older because other people say things. He'd pick stuff up. He'd understand shapes.
Yeah.
Like he just couldn't read. Yeah. So again, like, she could come and go, hey, I don't read. I don't think anyone would have, you know, a problem with it.
Exactly.
Or the other option is if she can't read and for some reason she feels embarrassed about it, she could lie and just go, no, guys, I can. It's just that, there's a whole, it's huge. This is a massive article, but nowhere.
She doesn't mention whether she can or not.
No. So it's just like, I've ordered coffees. And I'm like,
that's not the question. Can you read? I'm hungry.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, experts in the UK have issued a warning to help dispel a popular jellyfish sting remedy rumour.
Mm-hmm.
The warmer weather in the UK has seen jellyfish numbers rise, and as you can imagine, jellyfish stings have risen with them. Now, Sea Life Aquarium in London, they are wanting to dispel the myth that weeing/peeing on the sting helps. They are urging people to instead rinse the affected area with seawater, remove any tentacles that can sometimes be left on the leg or area, and soak the area in warm water.
Warm water.
Mm. Okay. Now, I'll be honest, I mean, I grew up in the bush. I grew up in Gundawindi, so I wasn't around this, but I knew of the peeing on the leg from Friends.
Yeah, that episode of Friends.
Now,
It's also in The Heartbreak Kid. Remember that movie as well?
Oh, no,
I think they actually tracked that rumor back to Friends. That
yes.
It started from that,
yeah. So this article does come on to say that maybe a lot of people were watching the Friends episode where it's Monica who gets stung,
yep,
and then Joey and Chandler are retelling it as to who weed on the leg and Chandler wees on the leg.
Yeah, I think
so. Or does Monica wee on herself?
No, she couldn't. Remember, she couldn't get the angles.
Oh, the angles.
But then, yeah, Joey offered to do it, but he got stage fright. Yep, I think Chandler did it.
Yeah, Chandler goes, I stood up! I was a man!
I was a good friend!
I was a good friend!
Yeah, it's Friends, guys. Love it.
That's why, look, Nath, I'll
just let you guys do your thing and then we'll come back
sometimes,
to reality.
Sometimes, you know, Grace is in the studio. Sometimes she's not. I was like, I need Grace for this one because it is all around the Friends thing. But, Nath, I mean, you grew up on beaches. So were you aware of this?
Absolutely. Work's a treat. I don't know why everyone's saying it doesn't work. We used to do it all the time. We used to tell, because I did nippers.
Strangers. I'd just see someone stung and I'd run over.
No, not even kidding. We would tell strangers to wee on it because the acid was supposed to help.
Yeah.
Like the acidic nature of your wee
so
was supposed to help.
So you and your mates would all just pee on each other?
Well, if we had a jellyfish sting, and then sometimes if not.
Because practice.
Of course.
What do you think you do at nippers?
You got to get your aim right.
What are those hose games where you run?
Flags.
Flags. The hose games.
All right. Sorry you grew up on a beach, you two. It's flags.
Mate, I was under 14 state champion, so.
For weeing or for flags?
Both.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Get him out, boys, quick.
But
the sting's there.
I don't know. It's just something that everyone always did. My old man would always say that. If I got stung, it was always the man of war or the blue bottle, commonly known, colloquially known as the blue bottle. You know, you've never heard of the man of war or blue bottle?
Not. I've heard of the blue bottle.
Same thing. Man of war is its official name.
Oh.
Yeah. Blue bottle is just what Aussies call them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah. Every time because they would come, they come all the time in the surf. So I mean, you'd come out and the tentacles would be wrapped around you, and the first thing I'd say is, "Oh man, if you need a wee, well, like wee on it, it'll help." That and vinegar too. Vinegar would help.
Well, they're saying that the Sea Life Aquarium in London are saying that it's a myth, and that it's washing it with seawater and then soaking the area in warm water. That any type of pea or vinegar or whatever actually doesn't help it. Actually, maybe makes
it's
it
the
worse.
Temperature of the wee that is
the
helping.
Warmness. That could be it. Yeah.
So now you've been stung and weed on
100%.
And
times.
How did you feel?
Fine.
But
fine.
It's okay.
Hey, I'm still here, aren't I?
No, I meant like, do you think it helped? They're saying it doesn't help the sting.
No, it absolutely helped the sting.
Or it's a placebo.
It could be a placebo, actually.
No, I think you might be onto something. They're saying it's the warm water.
Yep.
But wee is warm. Mm. So you might be, it might be the warmness. Because my grandma always used to say, rub a cold tomato on your sunburn. And it felt great, but it did nothing. And why did it feel great? Because it was cold.
That's true, Grace. It might be the warmth of the wee that helps it, that helps soothe it.
Mm. So what I want to do, 131060, I mean, you know, Nate's only one person that's been weed on. I'm sure there's many people out there that have done it or been weed on, or you're the weeer. Give us a call. Did it work?
Yeah, well, this is when it comes to jellyfish. Yes. You've really got to put that in there.
Okay.
Sorry. Otherwise, we're going to get some weird people calling the show.
Because, look, let's be honest, our friends over in the UK, they're not spending as much time on the beaches as we are here in Australia.
And maybe they've got different jellyfish over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I need research from here back home around Australia. So, again, 131060, have you peed on a jellyfish sting? Did it work?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
No, if it just says 131060, have you peed on a jellyfish sting, the old blue bottle, or as I just learned, the man of war?
Mm.
Why did we not use that? That is delicious.
Man of war.
And
it's also got like a cool image as well, because it looks, that man of war came from the man of war ships that they used to use. That's why it looks
you
like.
You are full of facts today.
Well, I had history at school. You didn't.
It's true. Sorry, guys, I didn't have history. Though it is very Australian, isn't it? But yeah, what's that thing on the beach? It looks like a blue bottle. Well, that's the name of it.
100%. Because they look like the blue bottle lids.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
I see the blue bottle.
Yeah, it's very Aussie,
Man of War. Yeah. I believe it's known as a man of war. Nah, mate, that's a bloody blue bottle. Look, this has come after this news, if you're just joining us. We found out some news from the Sea Life Aquarium in London. They're saying that weeing or peeing on a jellyfish sting does nothing. They're saying you should wash the area with seawater and then soak it in warm water.
Mm.
Now, Nathan, you grew up around the beach. I didn't. You're saying it did work?
Absolutely. I've done it many times. Yeah.
But again, maybe you just like being weird on. So we thought we'd...
Oh, sorry. You're talking about jellyfish?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never done that. That's a completely different thing.
So then we go to the phones. Don't worry about London. Don't worry about the UK. I mean, we have more beaches here, more people swimming. There's better temperature to be swimming. There's more jellyfish. So we thought we'd ask the good people of Australia.
Absolutely. Catherine from Brizzy. Hi, Kath. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good, Catherine. Have you peed on a jellyfish sting before?
I haven't. We were all travelling, group of us, it was about eight. One of the guys got stung and we all said don't, but somebody suggested to wee on it. And I have to admit, we all think he was a placebo effect where he just denied, the pain was there after he got weed on. Yeah, I don't know.
So the pain was still there after he got weed on?
Well, we think it is. He was just trying to hide it.
So you're saying he just wanted to be weed on, Catherine?
Well, after all that, yeah, possibly.
Interesting friend.
guys have been stung, but we're in the middle of Australia.
Hang on a minute.
We're not even near a beach.
Mark, we're in a movie cinema. How does that...
We're in a spa in a 5-star hotel.
No, wait, there's a blue bottle in here. Someone wee on me. Matt from Victoria. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. Have you peed on a jellyfish sting?
Yeah, so the jellyfish sting was actually on myself, so I peed on myself.
Okay. This is good.
And how did you, well, because obviously Matthew's not done this for pleasure.
No.
He had to do it to himself.
Oh, we don't know. We haven't asked that yet.
Stop laughing, Matthew. This is a serious scientific experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was travelling through Malta and, yeah, I got out. They had this water park in the ocean, so I got out of the water and felt burning on my arm and there was a bit of a tentacle stuck there, so ran straight to the toilet, dropped the Dax and unloaded.
Okay, how did you feel afterwards, Matt?
It actually, like you guys said before, I don't know if it was a placebo, but it actually felt better.
Yeah, I mean, I've grew up, it always felt better. But again, maybe it's just because that's what they told you to do.
Well, they are saying the warmness of the warm, yeah, they're saying just, you know.
Did you do any other treatment as well, Matty, or was it just like one wee and done?
No, that was literally my first thought, and then I literally went back into the water, to be honest.
Okay. See, maybe London's just wrong.
Maybe it does
Sorry,
work.
Sea Life Aquarium.
Jared from Shepparton. Jared, have you peed on a jellyfish sting?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay, this sounds like something, I mean, you said that very confidently. Jared, you've done it a few times?
I have multiple times, yes.
Yeah, you're like me, Jared.
Sorry, Jared. No, so very, very confident. Yeah, I think he'd know if he was being weed on a weed. I remember that.
Jared, you reckon it works?
Yes, look, my female friend, we were out swimming at the beach and she felt something and sort of felt a bit of a sting. Looked down and there's a jellyfish, so pulled it off and, you know, there's a heap of us there and she's like, look, someone needs to pee on me. And everyone's like, oh, hell no, we're not doing that. And I'm like, well, I sort of got to go, so all right, I'll give it a bit of a go. And, yeah, about 5 minutes later afterwards, she said it stung a little bit, but she said it was nowhere near what it was when it happened.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Another... So you've weed on somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Look, I mean, I didn't grow up around the beaches, but I've heard this rumour or this myth for years. It just seems like everyone's saying, yeah, it does.
Sinead from Fernie Grove, wrap things up. Sinead, have you peed on a jellyfish sting?
No, but I had watched Friends and my friend got stung, so I told her partner, like, this is a sure way to fix things. He peed on her, it did not work, and then they Googled it, and apparently it's a myth, so... I was the idiot.
Well, that's what... No, well, you're not an idiot because I reckon it works. This is just one study from London. You know what I mean?
Well, I was purely going off the Friends episode where it worked.
So yeah.
Like, yeah, this is sure.
Well, I mean, that's what I thought. But you're saying, Sinead, that it didn't work for them.
No.
Maybe it's the type of wee. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, do we have a temperature of the wee?
Oh, I mean, I didn't feel it, so...
Yeah. Well, next time this happens, get a thermometer, put it in a little beaker.
The Jimmy and Nate Show... Podcast.
Welcome to the show, and Jim, the new trailer.
I just want to tell you, Nath, before we start this, discussions of what you're about to speak of, because I just had a look at the show plan,
yes,
have been banned from my house.
Oh.
Banned from your house?
Yes, I'm not allowed to discuss said thing you are
about
to discuss.
I was going
to
say, did you ban this or someone banned you?
No, my partner, Ash, the thing that she loves the most in the world, I don't know if you know this about her, is Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
She has Winnie the Pooh mugs, Winnie the Pooh plates, Winnie the Pooh pajamas. She grew up just loving Winnie the Pooh.
I feel like a lot of people would have.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this news you're about to present, because I went to it, I saw it, went, hey, have you seen, don't you see?
Oh, dear.
Because it's the complete opposite
100%.
Of what Winnie the Pooh is about.
Well, guys.
So if I'm not partaking in the conversation, you know what I mean?
No, well, you're not at home.
Well, get it all out here.
Yeah, no, get it. Right. You can do it. This is the only place you can
She's
be honest.
She's probably asleep, you know what I mean? To be honest.
the new trailer, guys, for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, an indie horror slasher film, has been released, and it is freaking people the hell out. This is unbelievable.
My partner.
Yeah.
Dan from the house.
So the plot, right? You're probably thinking, what's the plot, guys? The plot centers on Winnie and his buddy, Piglet, as they seek revenge on their old friend Christopher Robin for abandoning them after enrolling in university.
Oh, no.
Here's a little bit of the trailer. Be ready for it.
Okay. You should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, we were friends for many years, and they're out there.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, coming soon.
That was on the end, guys.
So is this a live action type thing?
So
or?
It's live action. So because Winnie the Pooh and some of the characters were first published in 1926, enough time has passed now that they're in the public domain.
Yep. So anyway, they're up for grabs.
So this isn't anything to do with Winnie the Pooh, Disney.
No. Yeah.
And they can't do anything
it. There's no ownership.
Because, it's now. So yeah, it was the 1st of January this year that it came into the public domain.
Yeah.
Which
is why they can do this now. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, how can they possibly just do that to Winnie the Pooh?
Just so people listening going, geez, Disney have taken a real right turn.
I know they've got Disney Plus now, but now they've got Disney Horror.
No. Disney XXX. Winnie's got no pants on. Oh, wait, no.
So apparently the
always
two...
Always had no pants on.
The two once cuddly buds stop at nothing to reunite with and kill Christopher, leaving a trail of bodies along the way.
What? No, this is... Follow this under the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why do they need to do this?
Why would anyone go...
I'm not into horror films, full stop, let alone turning cartoons into it.
Like, Winnie the Pooh means so much to so many people, and even I mean, I never shed a tear because I'm emotionally dead inside, but I'm working on it with my psychologist. But the closest I've come crying recently, I don't know if I told you to, I watched the Christopher Robin movie.
Oh, is that good?
I haven't seen it.
One of the best movies I've seen probably in the last 5 years or so.
Huh.
It's very emotional. So Christopher Robin is now an old man. He has a family and he's really lost touch with who he is as a person. And he ends up in, what was it?
Hundred Acre Woods
with Winnie the Pooh. It's live action. Ewan McGregor plays adult Christopher Robin. And it's really sad. Like I'm
emotionally
sad. And I was nearly crying. My girlfriend's like, are you all right? I'm like,
Just Winnie, and he's not close with his daughter.
And now there's a horror version of it as well. So 131060, this is what I want to ask now. What kid's cartoon character freaks you out or freaked you out as a kid? I know there was a few for me growing up, and I've spoken about this on the show before, Pingu. I was never into Pingu. No, the Hulk, and my partner Meg, she hates Wallace and Gromit. Wallace, all the claymation stuff makes her feel uncomfortable, freaks her out. Pingu, for me, I was like, nah.
Yeah, Chicken Run really freaked me out as a kid.
It was a friend, Jim. Was there any cartoon characters?
Yeah, I'm trying to Google it, but I can't remember. Do you remember they were like, it was an Aussie TV show.
With that cat?
Yes!
Oh,
what is that called? The cat's called...
They were like Muppets sort of thing. Yes. Like they were puppet things.
So scared. The cat's called like Moe Digliani or something.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I wasn't allowed to watch that because
that
it was so
me
freaky.
Out.
Was it like...
It's like... Not rat bags. No. I'm thinking of
rat bags.
No, what is it called? Oh, that's going to really
Do you guys remember Trap Door too?
No.
Behind that Trap Door.
I typed in a freaky Australian kid show and it's come up with Mr. Squiggle and Aggro.
Hey, look, bottom of my list. What does it say there?
Mr. Squiggle. Why did that freak you out?
Mate, he was a freaky dude with a big pencil. It was so scary. Freaky
cat
puppet.
In trap. Did the cat live in a trash?
The ferals.
The ferals. Yes.
Yes. The ferals. There was. I got a photo there. The ferals.
Don't like it.
Oh, looking things.
Look at them. They're so freaky. All right. 13.
And I tell you what really freaked me out. Mm. What's in the box? In the box. What's in the box today? What's in the box? In the box. Open the lid and play. Thinking, feeling, what do you say? Let's open the box today. At that point, I knew I was late for school. And that was scary.
131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What kid's cartoon character freaks you out?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, just asking the question, 131060, what kid's cartoon character freaks you out? This is after something you and I don't agree with. There's a new horror Winnie the Pooh movie coming out. I'm not going to play the trailer again. Too freaky. We don't need to hear it again.
No, there's kids in cars this morning, and it's just stupid, to be completely honest. But you don't need scary, or a pleasant, lovely kid show turn into something scary, because there's plenty of scary ones out there. I mean, I was just mentioning, I'm looking at some... Deep dive now of the ferals.
The ferals were so scary.
I'm going to put it on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. You can have a look at them if you're not sure what they are. And as a kid, that absolutely freaked me out.
Yeah, talking about it just before, Pingu freaked me out so much. I didn't understand it.
Producer Grace was saying Chicken Run. You're saying Pingu. I know your partner doesn't like Chicken Run. There's something about, I know a lot of people don't like the claymation.
It's the claymation stuff. You actually did the Wallace hand just there. There was something about the claymation. I don't know. I was okay with Chicken Run, but Producer Grace, it freaked you out, Chicken Run. You just felt uncomfortable watching it.
I felt real sad for the chickens, which I think is the whole point, but like very sad about it.
Well, they're making Chicken Run 2.
I think, Grace won't be watching.
I'll be watching.
Zach from Melbourne. Zach, what kids cartoon freaked you out?
I was absolutely petrified by the show Sooty. It's this lifeless, soulless teddy that's a puppet.
What's that? It's yellow, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah, it's yellow, and my auntie always used to put it on for me, and I just hated it.
Right, but yeah, even though you hated it, your auntie kept putting it on. Okay, yes.
I'm just showing Nath a photo of it now, Zach.
What did you say, Zach?
I was afraid to admit to it.
Oh, you're afraid. So you would sit there probably holding back tears while this yellow puppet bear thing was on the screen?
Absolutely correct.
Zach, if people haven't seen it, it's like the cheapest puppet you've ever seen.
It's like if you went to a $2 store and you're like, give me a puppet that you have, and they'll pick one up, dust it off.
It does. It looks dead inside, doesn't it?
It does look dead inside. It's like they've taken all the stuffing out of it and then stuck their hand up of it.
It's like no one asked Sooty's permission.
It looks malnourished. It's like someone feeds Sooty.
Amy from the Gold Coast. Amy, what kid's cartoon character freaks you out?
Molly Grubbs.
Molly Grubbs?
Freaks me out every time.
Might have to Google Molly Grubbs. What? Tell us about Molly Grubbs.
Isn't it the face?
Yeah, the face.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Marilyn Monroe without a face.
Oh.
And the bits are just there and her creepy laugh.
Right. So
you know what's funny? Before, Amy, we were talking about the ferals. I don't know if you heard me. And I Googled scary Australian TV show, and it was just all photos of Molly Grubbs.
Good. So I'm not the only one.
No, apparently online, that's it's scaring a lot of people.
Amy, I never watched it, but I'm looking at it right now, and I have to close Google because I can't deal with it.
Seriously, listen to the laugh, though. It's just wrong.
Oh, I'm not into it. Did you tell whoever was showing it to you, Amy, that you weren't into it, or did you do the same thing? You were too afraid to say you didn't like it?
We kind of had control over the cartoons.
Right.
I would change the channel because I would have nightmares as a kid.
It seems...
Do you want me to play the theme song from Molly Grubbs off my laptop?
Okay, just Amy, you might want to block your ears, you know what I mean? So you're not freaking out. All right, this is from the laptop. How does that make you feel, Amy?
Yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Amy's like, I called up your show and now you're traumatising me.
Nikita from the Central Coast, is there a cartoon character that freaks you out, Nikita?
It wasn't me, but it was my dad. He grew up in the 60s when Mr. Squiggle was pretty big, and he used to hide behind the couch while it was on the TV. He wouldn't even look up.
Mr. Squiggle was absolutely on my list. He's just
traumatized
a freaky-looking dude, Mr. Squiggle.
What was it? Is it the pencil?
Yeah.
I know what it was. I watched it.
Yeah,
I liked it.
The nose pencil thing.
He would draw something upside
and
down,
eyes.
And you'd be like, what is it?
Yeah.
And then flip around and go, oh, my God,
it's the eyes,
waterfall.
Too, and it's like... I used to have nightmares. Your dad's probably the same, Nikita. I used to have nightmares of this creature with a 2B pencil coming at me attached to his nose.
Absolutely traumatised.
It's freaking out.
I just reminded Mr. Squiggle, I was scared of Skippy.
Oh, the kangaroo.
Well, I'm like, it's just a very smart kangaroo.
Yeah, I know. Well, imagine a guy with a pencil on his nose. Thank you, Nikita. Jim Bob from Mansfield. Hello, Jim Bob.
How you guys going?
We're good, mate. Was there a cartoon character that freaks you out, Jim Bob?
The Alice in Wonderland movie, not the most recent one, but it was in the 90s. I watched this as a kid, and I had nightmares for weeks after it. I would have only been about 5 or maybe 6 at the time, but yeah, no, that. But my wife, she hates Tintin.
Tintin, the little French dude.
Yes. With the little dog and that. Apparently she saw an episode and after that she was like, nah. I still love it.
What is it about Tintin that she doesn't like?
Apparently it was an episode to do with something like mummies or something like that, Egyptian sort of episode. And once she saw that, she was like, nah, I'm off it.
For me.
I love the adventures of Tintin. So she's
just a white fluffy dog.
Yeah.
I know. He looks so harmless. He looks so harmless.
Yeah, little did you know.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
That's right, Australia. It's a very simple question. Jump on the phones right now. Answer this. 131060. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show right now? Give us your town, your city, your suburb. Tell us something different about it. Why you love it. Something quirky. Something it's known for. 131060.
Yeah, no, we've been putting this map together for, what are we, September now? What's this, the ninth month?
Yeah, ninth.
Disgrace, how many maps have you knocked out?
Two or three. I think it's two.
I
will have one for you tomorrow.
A wink.
No wink. Yes, Matt.
Well, okay, she just nudged.
Yeah.
Are you winking or are you nudging? What are you?
Not winking or nudging. I am putting a map together.
I'll accept hand-drawn map.
I think that would be harder.
Oh.
All right, mate.
But thank you.
I don't want to put you out.
For your 2-3 maps.
We've only got
months.
People from around the country calling in, mate.
Well, if we're only adding three things to it every time, there's not a huge difference between maps, and I'm waiting for it to accumulate so it looks
like
it's
just faded down. There we go. Yeah, thank you. just I love technology.
And we're back here. How good are buttons, guys?
How good buttons?
131060. Australia, you jump on the phones right now. You help us put together this map. Tell us where you are. We want to know all the beautiful places around the country we're broadcasting to, but also bring some gold. Bring us something you love about where you are.
Yeah. And look, I will promise you, Australia, that's Jim, by the way. The team, myself, Nathan, producer Grace, we are hard at work behind the scenes to get in the road. Mm. But, you know, there's...
Believe it or not, we don't have the biggest amount of funding when it comes to shows.
No, the weekend breakfast show / late night show doesn't have a lot of funding.
You've got all your breakfast shows, and you've got Carrie and Tommy, Abby Chatfield, probably all the solo announcers. the music.
Saturday Night Party playlist.
And then, probably other things about...
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yes, thank you, Lara. It's a simple question. We need to know the answer, guys. 13, 10, 60, where the bloody hell are you? We're creating a list, creating a map of places that we're broadcasting to because the bosses never gave us a list, Jim.
Yeah, I don't even know if the bosses know we're still here.
No, you're so right.
We were just supposed to pull a few weekend shifts to fill in. And...
Yeah, well, mate, this morning they sent in all the fire inspectors and there was alarms playing while we were on the show, so they probably don't know we're still here.
300 people here this morning. I was like, who are these people?
Jessica, welcome to the show. Where the bloody hell are you, Jess?
Hi, guys. I'm in Waterford.
Waterford? Okay, where's Waterford?
It's in Queensland. I just live here.
Don't freak out, Jess. It's okay.
Okay, is it, Australia's a big place. We don't know where all the places are.
All right, Jess, you've just moved to Waterford. Have you noticed anything that you love about it yet?
The dog park.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got obstacle courses and everything in them.
Oh, okay. Wow, high tech. Have you got a dog, Jessica?
I actually have two, and I also have two kids, so, you know.
It's just a lot.
You take them all down to the dog park, Jess?
Take them all down.
Just let them go, let them off their leads.
Yeah, they love the obstacle courses. Yeah.
Play nice. Wait, is the obstacle course for the kids or the dogs? No, you're true. If you can climb it, it's for adults. It's for anyone.
Mate, absolutely. I go to dog parks. You know this. Me and my partner, Meg, we go to dog parks all the time, and we don't have a dog.
Yeah, can we go back to Jess? Jess, do you reckon if Nathan and I came to Waterford, could we have a go at the obstacle courses?
Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time.
And Jess, do you think we'd be better at it than dogs?
Probably. I mean, I can jump higher than my dogs over those hurdles. So,
producer Grace, write this down. Jimmy and Nath go to Waterford with Jess and we test out the obstacle courses. Yeah. We race a dog.
Are we better than dogs? I love
that. We're not. That's a silly question.
Well, we don't know. We haven't done it yet, have we?
No, I just mean in general.
Overall, yes.
Overall.
We are not worthy.
No.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, legend. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, you legend. Where are you, Lisa?
I am actually in Bowie North.
Whereabouts is that, Lisa?
So that is at the base of the Warby Ranges in the Killawarra Forest in the Victorian Forest. So we're about half an hour from Yarrawonga Mawala, from the border of New South Victoria.
Yep.
But we live in absolute heaven.
Wow. What makes it heaven out there, Lise?
Oh, besides the fact that we've got 36 acres of absolute gloriousness, we have echidnas, we have goannas, we have kangaroos, we have deer, we just have lots of beautiful wildlife and bird wars. So... Yeah,
is this the area or is this your land?
Bit of both. So the area is the Warby Ranges and the Killawarra Forest, but we actually have 36 acres of the actual forest and live in there as well.
Wow. I mean, can I just say, Lisa, it sounds like you're obviously in these big forests and stuff. The reception on your phone is phenomenal. Like
I know. I cannot hide from my phone. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like we've moved to the forest that she got on.
People in like the Melbourne CBD and it's like, got you.
We got Lisa in the forest.
If we come out to your place, what should we do? What should we partake in?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. So we've been doing a few burn-offs lately, but we've actually, we do archery and my kids do archery and we've got actually got a cricket pitch with a ball machine and we've filled our dams with... We've married cod and yellow belly. Yeah, 2 years of homeschool, bro. We know how to get ready.
Oh, my God.
So we can fish, we can arch, we can bowl.
Yep, you can do anything. You can go wandering. We've got Aboriginal cultural scar trees on our property. Oh we've God. Got, yeah, it's awesome.
So we can do all that and we can make a crystal clear phone call.
Absolutely.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, this is where we wrap it up, guys.
Certainly do, mate. This is the show rating. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Thank you for choosing to fly Jimmy and Nath Airways. We hope to see you as a return listener.
Don't you dare bring more than 7K carry-on.
No, mate. This is the one place you can take as much carry-on as you want. This show, Jimmy and Nath, is known for
plenty of baggage. Yeah.
Plenty of baggage
and a lot of carry-on. Yes, the show ratings, we rate the show out of 10. We give our reasons why. Just looking over the show, I mean, I really enjoyed our Where the Bloody Hell Are You calls. But I also really enjoyed us as a team doing a bit of science, a bit of our own research, and finding out that peeing on a jellyfish sting works.
Yeah, that was good.
I even put that on the socials at Jimmy and Nath, and people are saying, yes, it does work.
Which I'm glad. I love it when we prove a study wrong. I mean, again, and I can't believe we've said this more than once on the show, never come to this show for medical advice.
No. We do have to make that very clear.
But it's not medical advice. We're just saying we on people if they stung.
And if they are obviously into that. And
yes. Yes. Consent.
That's important.
Oh, of course. Consent kings and queens here at the Juno Show. For that reason, a solid 7 out of 10.
I think an 8 out of 10.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. 9 out of 10.
Oh. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.